a world where these days we worship celebrities, it's almost implicit that we should be able to go it alone, that success is about being talented, driven, self-reliant. Back in my younger days, I spent 4 years training to become an officer in the Army. Each year we'd have to pass a battle proficiency test, which involved running 9 miles in full battle gear. I absolutely used to dread it. This body of mine is not made to run. Hey, I'll walk for days carrying a machine gun and a full pack. But running, it's just not me. So my classmates would get around me on the run. They'd encourage me, spur me on, push me, cajole me, whatever it took. And somehow, I'd get through it each year. But without them. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14. We ask you, brothers and sisters, to warn those who will not work, encourage those who are afraid, help those who are weak, be patient with everyone. There are probably some people around you who aren't as good at some things in the way you are. They're always the ones lagging behind. And honestly, in your heart, the temptation is to look down at them, to despise them, even to ridicule them. Eventually, we get so sick and tired of them, we just want to cut them loose. But it's funny in life how you can be strong in ways that I'm not. Yet at the same time, I can be strong in different things, in things that you're not so good at. So just imagine for a moment how different this world would be if instead of criticizing each other for our different weaknesses, we applied our own inherent strengths to encourage and support each other through our different weaknesses. You don't have to think about it for too long to realize that we'd live in a radically different world if that were the case. Okay, we can't make everyone do that. But what we can do, you and I, is to decide that instead of finding fault and picking on other people's weaknesses, we're going to encourage them and help them through. Imagine how different your world would be if that's what you decided to do. Encourage those who are afraid. Help those who are weak. Be patient with everyone. It turns out that life is a team sport. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.